WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program on Thursday morning. And room for you, 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. Open line voicemails you can leave on the WBSM app, which is all brought to you by South Coast Towing. They are the ones who make it so we can have all these great features and contests and everything else. So I had mentioned before the break this story out of Boston last night, and there's not a lot of information at this time, but here's what WCVB is reporting this morning, that Boston police are investigating after a person was found with severe burns near the Park Plaza Hotel and the Israeli consulate on Wednesday evening. They say first responders were called to 19 Columbus Avenue just after 8 p.m. after receiving a report for a person on fire. And then Boston EMS transported the person to a nearby hospital with major burns. The authorities, as of at least this morning when this was published, were gathering surveillance footage and seeking witnesses who may have been in the area at the time of the incident. And anyone with information is urged to contact Boston police. So I've got to think, if anybody saw this happening, they would have reached out to the police and said, "Hey, I saw a guy on fire." But also at the same time, you know, that's a popular area at a popular time of night, 8 p.m., especially where, you know, we're only starting to get the sun going down in the 7 o'clock hour now. So, or maybe just a little bit before. So, there were people around, I'm sure. And did this have anything to do with the fact that it was at the Israeli consulate? Is this, I mean, I hate to speculate this far, but was it an act of terror? Was it a statement somebody was trying? Was somebody trying to set themselves on fire to make a statement, and things went too far? I've seen in person before when somebody sets themselves on fire. This was a stunt, but there are people who do this. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this was a stunt. When I saw it, it was a stunt. I don't know that this was a stunt, but So what was this all about? Did somebody set another person on fire? Did a person set themselves on fire? So the police are going through the surveillance footage. I've got to think there must have been a camera in the area that captured something. But that's the information that we have right now. And if we get anything else on that, we will be sure to update you on it. Also, another thing we like to talk about here in the mornings, because you wake up, you're dreaming at night of maybe owning a big yacht and sailing, quitting your job, sailing around the world on your big luxury yacht. Maybe you're dreaming about driving a sports car, dreaming about living in a million-dollar mansion, and then you wake up. And you say, "No, well, I guess that was just a dream. I got to go to work. But let me check that lottery ticket that I bought yesterday." But there are some Mega Millions tickets out there in Massachusetts that were sold recently that are worth some money. They're not worth the $800 million jackpot. That ticket was sold in Texas, but there are several tickets in Massachusetts still outstanding for thousands of dollars. Now, some aren't really too local to this area. There was a $10,000 ticket that was bought at the Circle K in Methuen. However, Four $2,000 tickets were bought in Arlington, Mashpee, Revere, and in Taunton. The winning numbers, 1, 2, 16, 24, 66, and the Mega Ball of 6. So if you are one of them, you can go to the lottery and claim your prize. I mean, $2,000 is nothing to sneeze at, right? Waking up and finding out that you're $2,000 richer, that's not terrible. So if you bought a ticket in Taunton for the Mega Millions, doesn't say what store it was purchased at, but if you bought one of those $4,000, if you bought one of those tickets in Taunton or in any of those other towns, I'm not going to guess where you spend your days and where you travel around, but check and see if you're a winner. By the way, that ticket winner and that Texas winner who had the jackpot winning ticket for $800 million can walk away with a cash option of $404 million. Now you're going to lose about half of that in taxes, but still, making $200 million is not a bad prize. And whatever you were dreaming about last night, the super yacht, the giant home, whatever it is, you can probably buy it with that. You can't fathom having that kind of money. You can't imagine just having $100 million. And this isn't, you know, a net worth of, say, $200 million that they'll walk away with after taxes. This is having that instantly accessible. You could just put it in the bank if you wanted to. You shouldn't. Don't do that. Call Jose Matos. He says that every time. Every time there's a big jackpot, I should be your first call. So if you did win the lottery and you won that much money, the first thing you got to do is start putting that money to work so that it continues to grow instead of dissipate. And that's, unfortunately, that's what too many lottery winners do. As pointed out here in this story, this person in Texas is the third Mega Millions winner this year, which means the third person has probably won $100 million and more. And if there's so many people who win these drawings, where are they all? It's not that they don't exist. It's that they spend the money. They blow through $100 million. I know it sounds impossible to do, but it is not impossible to do. Look at all the famous people who end up bankrupt. It is entirely possible to do. There was somebody in Wareham who won, I think it was $3 million on a scratch ticket. It was like one of the first big scratch ticket games, like when they first started getting those $1 million prizes. And he, or maybe it wasn't a scratch ticket, maybe it was on the, but he won like three, it was like $2 million. And he took most of the money and divided it amongst his two daughters. He was older. He was in his 80s at this time. And then he kept playing the lottery. And I was like, you're never going to win again. Like, you had that bit of luck. But that's what lottery winners do. It's not, they're addicted to playing, so they keep playing. And he, you know, he proved me wrong. He ended up winning another couple of $100,000 on a scratch ticket. So what do you know, Weisberg? Shut up. But that's what the issue is that people who get money quickly lose money quickly because they don't know how to hold on to money. And I will admit freely, I'll be one of those people. If I'm not careful, I would just be like, oh, yeah, I can do this. I can go there. I can buy that. Yeah, it'll be fine. And then I forget and lose track. And next thing you know, I'm back to having nothing. So I know I'd be one of those people. So I would be calling Jose and saying, hey, help me with this. Like I said, I just wanted a nice old Victorian house to live in. I would probably buy my little seaside cottage in Ireland as well. Buy myself a nice 80s Trans Am, new motorcycle, and that's it. You'd probably see me dress a little better, but other than that, you would not know that I had money. In fact, they would say, they'd see me driving in my 80s Trans Am and say, oh, this guy's pathetic. What a loser. 80s are over. 508-996-0500. So again, those one winning numbers are 1, 2, 16, 24, 66. The mega ball is 6. Just let me get rid of that story. And oh, hold on. Let me put this call on hold. And you know what? Actually, let's just go right to the phones. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Big chicken.
What's happening, Lamone?
Hey, so since I was was interrupted the last couple of days.
You weren't interrupted. You just got plenty of time and tried to keep going when I told you that was enough.
I'd like right now. I'm not being interrupted. Thank you. Okay.
So listen, this is the Tim Weisberg show, not the Lamone show. So I'll talk when I want to talk.
Can I send it? Hello, dadgummit. All right, so you know James Earl Jones, he played, you talked about how he played Barney, I don't say Barney Rubble, you know, Barney
Hill. Barney Hill, yes. You know?
And it's like, that interracial thing, the Jim Crow thing going on. Mm-hmm. But also what happened, he played in The Great White Hope.
Right.
You know, that was about him being Jack Johnson. And you know, he left America because he's married to a white woman. And you know, Jim Crow was out on and popping back in those days, even more so than back in the 70s with Betty and Barney Hill. And so what happened? So that's what you know. They wanted him to fight retired gentleman Jim Corbett, who here in Nevada in Reno, largest, more than 95,000 people, it was closer to 125,000, to be honest with you, watched the fight, Jim Corbett and Bob Fitzsimmons fight up in Reno. And that was like the still to this day, more people watch that even than any other boxing event or any other pugilistic event that they've had. But that's he was the original Great White Hope. Because they wanted to have him take that world. He was the first black world champion. Jack Johnson was. He had to live in France because they were more accepting of the interracial relationships. That's like how Josephine Baker left America to go live in France so she could do that. And so she got down like that. She's a sister, so she got down where she wanted to get down. So anyway, so that was the Great White Hope there. And then so they had another thing where they were after the Jerry Quarry fight happened, they wanted that's what Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone wanted to add in his Rocky Balboa after the Great White Hope. And so you remember that's where after Jerry Quarry they said he's gonna beat Muhammad Ali, which he couldn't. And then that's where Rocky came through, which I think was really a great show, a great film, a great thriller, a great story. The Rocky Balboa story was really great. Did you know one other thing that cousin Paulie or brother Paulie from there? He was 34-0 boxing. He was a really great boxer himself. He was in the, I think it was the Navy. He won 34 bouts and stuff. He won a bunch of bouts and then he went professional and he was really good. He didn't have any losses. He didn't have quite all the bouts like Rocky Marciano where he went 48-0, but he had enough of them.
Do you want to hear something that's even weirder about Burt Young, the guy who played Pauly?
Okay.
He was like 36 years old when that movie was made.
I know.
He looks like he's 66 in that movie.
But he still looked the same in Rocky IV. So, like I said,
that is true.
The same And so, but he, you know, I guess he must have a little oriental, a little bit of black in him. Black.
Well, they say when people look old when they're young, they don't look older when they're old. So I guess that's, you know, beneficial.
Like the Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
So I noticed there's a lot of people that are like that. Like I said, like, for instance, like Joan Collins. You know, a lot of people say a lot of mean things about her. I met her back in, was it like 88 here at Las Vegas Hilton out here. She was really a sweet lady. I found something that belonged to her. I found her little purse that had coins and jewelry in it. She had like stones. She was, with a jewelry company there, and I found them and I turned them in. So she was like, "Oh," and said, "Your birthday was." I said, "My birthday was last Friday." So before she left, she had bought me a rope necklace with the nugget L on it, and then plus a ring with a nugget L on letter on it. So I had that for a very long time. She's a beautiful lady, and I've met a lot of people that people say a lot of bad things about. Like I said, I didn't have the opportunity to see that bad things. Like when I told you about Trump and well, anyways, I'm gonna go back to Bert.
Well, I'm gonna wrap you up there. Save it for tomorrow because we got to take a break here.
Oh, children of the corn! So that's crazy. So I when I do come out there, I want you to take me. I see a place I need to go to, and I think I need to have you be the person to drive me to it. And when you take me there, you need to get your camera. Because I feel something's calling me. If we find something, if we go somewhere and I dig in the ground, we find something old, whatever the case is, will we go and do more searching later on? If I find something that's relatively old and that out of nowhere we pull over and that happens, will we go and do more of a search?
I mean, I guess so.
And I'm not coming up with a metal detector, because I see that would be something kind of good to do. But I see something where I'm thinking like maybe a foot deep. Something's telling me just right here. I see this, and it's telling me if I do this, then that'll be base, and then I'll be fine.
We'll try. All right, we'll try it. I got to hold you there. I got to take this break before the news.
Okay. Oh, tell Sister Scandia said hello, and did I miss Miss Mary? Did she call in this morning yet?
She has not yet. No.
Did Scandia call in?
Not yet. You are the first caller today, Lamone.
Doggy. Really? Okay, so that'd be fun to do. Okay.
All right.
And tell Phyllis hello.
Okay, he's actually out today. Ariel's here today.
Ariel. Oh, hey, Ariel. What's shaking, Ariel?
Right.
Oh, she's my favorite of the Disney princess.
All right. You have a good day, Lamone.
God bless everybody in that area. Take a life, playboy.
All right. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to take a break here. We will be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. That, of course, is on the soundtrack to one of the best movies ever made, Kingpin. That's But Anyway by Blues Traveler. And But Anyway, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day with Ariel Dorsey.
Ratings soared during the first presidential debate, concerns for delayed ballots amidst the November election, and Taylor Swift takes home the biggest awards.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Initial viewership numbers show ratings soared for the first debate between Vice President Harris and former President Trump. Media analytics company Nielsen reports more than 67 million people watched the showdown on Tuesday across the four major networks and four cable news channels. A Pakistani man living in Texas has been indicted on charges that he was trying to orchestrate an elaborate murder-for-hire plot that was targeting several politicians, including former President Trump. The Justice Department says Asif Merchant, who has ties to Iran, had started to recruit who he thought would be hitmen. They turned out to be undercover federal agents. Election officials across the country are concerned that changes with the U.S. Postal Service could delay ballots for November's election. Potential problems included post-marketed ballots arriving too late to be counted, and in some cases, ballots were returned as undeliverable, even though they were properly addressed. In a letter to Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, the National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State Election Directors raised concerns that issues with the Postal Service could disenfranchise voters. The 2024 VMAs marked the 40th anniversary of the star-studded award ceremony. Jacqueline Carl has more. And for a fortnight
there, we were... Taylor Swift was the big winner at the MTV Video Music Awards. The VMAs were handed out last night in New York, and Swift won the award for Video of the Year for Fortnite featuring Post Malone. Swift directed the video and won for Best Direction, and her and Post Malone also won for Best Collaboration. In addition, Swift took home the award for Artist of the Year and Best Pop. Other winners included Sabrina Carpenter, who won Song of the Year for Espresso, and Chappell Roan for Best New Artist and Eminem for Best Hip Hop. I'm Jacqueline Carl.
Prosecutors began introducing evidence Wednesday on the third day of the trial involving the U.S. Department of Justice antitrust allegations against Google. The DOJ says that Alphabet companies online and technology prevents smaller companies from competing, something Google denies. And Boeing factory workers could end up walking off the job if they don't approve the latest contract proposal. Some 33,000 workers will vote Thursday on the deal, and if they reject it, they could strike as early as Friday.
WBSM Sports.
New England Patriots will host the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday, and the Red Sox walked off with a 5-3 win over the Orioles at Fenway Park. They visit the New York Yankees for a four-game series that begins tonight in the Bronx.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday. We may see some areas of fog this morning. Temperatures on the chilly side around 50, turning mostly sunny for today. Temperatures climbing to the low 70s this afternoon under sunny skies, clear. And some patchy fog overnight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we'll be seeing some patchy fog early on in the day, mostly sunny, mid-70s. Beautiful weekend in store. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Ariel Dorsey for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So last night, I had another late day here yesterday. Two kind of late days in a row. And I got home. I went out and did a little thrifting before I went home. Stopped over at Savers. Nearly went out of my mind over something and then said, you know what? It's not worth the fight. Listen, I love shopping at Savers, especially with my sizes changing so much and, you know, needing to go through a whole bunch of clothes. It saved me a lot of money. However, there's nothing more annoying And Savers can fix this problem pretty easily. When you take in donations that somebody, you know, and they get a lot of stuff that's new. They get a lot of stuff that's new with tags. When somebody brings in something that has a pre-existing price tag on it from where it came, take that off before you put the Savers price tag on so that we all don't get aggravated when we see how much you jacked up the price over what the person who donated it paid. First of all, the prices that they charge, considering where they get this product from, is absolutely ridiculous. If somebody's dropping off a shirt, and it's going to sound like I'm picking on the New Bedford Savers because that's where I went, but this happens in Fall River. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it happens in Fall River as much. Those are the two that I go to. Sometimes Plymouth, but not often. You know what? This doesn't happen in Fall River. It happens in New Bedford, where so much of the clothes are stained. And why am I paying $10.99 for a shirt that isn't stained and then $10.99 for a shirt that is stained? And why am I paying $10.99 for a shirt that somebody donated when I used to go there and get shirts for $4 or $5? Why are some shirts $14.99? I saw a shirt there, a George shirt, that was $12.99. It's $14.99 at Walmart, brand new, without the stain on it. Drives me crazy that they even put those clothes out there. Take those and donate those to somebody that needs them. But what really irks me is when they leave the price tag on it, and then you see that they saw what that item was worth when the person bought it that donated it, and they're like, you know, we're still going to charge $12 for this. There was a pair of pants. So what I've been trying to buy some suits there. That's what I've been going there for. And I bought a nice blazer, a sport coat, whatever, but I couldn't find pants to match it. It wasn't a full set. I found a pair that matched it pretty closely. I was just going to have to probably get them hemmed a little bit. But the pants had a price tag on them that said $4 and then had a Savers tag on them that said $12.99. And I said, you know what? On principle, I'm not buying these. Even though they matched the suit as close to anything that did, I was like, no, not doing it. I'm going to go online on eBay, and I'm going to find the dress pants that match that jacket, and I'll pay whatever those are, whatever that price is, because it's a black one, and I don't have a black suit. Anyway, aggravates me. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. What's on your mind?
Well, since you mentioned the store, I've been complaining about Savers for years now. They're overpricing, and everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about the stains. Yes, I think I mentioned this once before when we talked about Savers. I had gone in there, and I found a couple of nice shirts, and one had a stain on the side right under the arm, the right arm. And I went to the counter with it. Now, they wanted $11 for the shirt. It was wrinkly. You could tell it needed washing it, but I liked the way it was. I was going to buy it. And I told the girl at the counter, look at the stain. I'm willing to buy this and try to get that stain out. Could you lower the price? And she said to me, well, at least that one person, I don't know about any of the workers, but she said, no, those things come in already priced, which is not true. Because I had some friends that worked there. No, she said, some items may come in, but we can put the price we want. We price them ourselves if we want to. And she said, I'm sorry, I can't lower that because it comes in like that. So I just left it there. I wasn't going to pay something, $11 for a used item that I was going to try to get a stain out. And God only knows if that would have worked.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the chance for $4. For $4, I'll give it a try.
Well, she didn't want to lower it. And I noticed those machines where you're self-checking out now. I went in there, and you know I have, my eyes are bad. But sometimes I cannot do those self-scanning because I can't even see the numbers on them. I'd have to bring my magnifier with me, and I'm not going to start doing that. So I asked the lady one day if she could ring me out. She goes, these are self-checkouts. I said, I'm telling you that I can't see the numbers. So it's either you check me out or I don't buy anything. She goes, well, come over here. Like, talking to me like, you know, you work there. Aren't you supposed to help out one of the customers?
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I will say
one unfair thing I find to the, because a lot of the people over there that I see all the time on a regular basis are really good people, but they don't have enough help over there. Like they don't.
That's right, they don't.
I stood there and watched somebody complain because they had to work. You know, they thought they were leaving at a certain time. They're like, sorry, you've got to stay till close. And they're like, but I have somewhere I have to be. Like, sorry, the other person didn't show up. You know.
And what about this? They will stock those bars that they hang all the clothes. What do you call those bars? The racks.
Mm-hmm.
They stack those racks with so much clothing, you can barely separate one shirt from another to take a look at it. And if you go to pull the whole thing out to look at it, five of them come out with it and go right on the floor. I have complained so many times, why are you overstocking those racks?
And you know how you could stock that less is by not putting the clothes out there that you know nobody's going to buy. Those jeans that are so ripped up and stained that nobody would ever actually put them on.
And what about the stuff that you see when you go in there? Say you go once every 3 months. I don't go there that often because of the prices, too. But what about when you go back to the store when you haven't been there in 3 months and you see the same thing hanging there? If it's not going to sell, get rid of it. It's been hanging there, the same shirt, over and over and over.
I mean, eventually that tag goes on 50% off, but still, if nobody's getting it. You know how I would organize the store if I was in charge? Is I would have, like, sections by price. So over here are the things that are $10.99, so that you know those are going to be the nicer things. And then over here are the things that are $2. So if I'm going to go buy the $2 ones, you know, I understand I'm getting something that's not as good quality, but I don't have to pass by eight pairs of jeans that nobody would ever want to wear to find the one pair of Levi's that are still in good shape.
I absolutely agree with that. That's a great idea. I got a question. Since we're talking about stores, I was at the Super Walmart in Dartmouth. I forgot what day I was there, but I was there. And I was looking at the different kinds of towels, and I was looking for face cloths. I was going to get the cheapest one.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a girl that came. She was looking at the towel, too. She was standing very close to me. Are you allowed, I mean, if you don't know the answer, say you don't know because I want to know for sure. Do you know if people are allowed to vape in the stores?
I don't think I'm pretty sure there's a sign on the door that says no vaping allowed inside, just like no smoking.
Well, she was doing it, and she was right near me. I know it's not real smoke, but it was annoying. It was coming right at me. She was facing sideways, looking at towels, and it was coming right at me. She was holding up, looking at them, and facing me. And I said, hey, could you go down there with that? She didn't say one word. She just backed up because I guess she knew, you know, she shouldn't be doing that. So she didn't say nothing. Good thing she didn't, because you know me, Mr. Weisberg. I'm going to go off.
Oh, I do know you, yes.
I'm a time bomb right now, especially because of the political crap. But I'm not going to get into that. Now, the first time I ever went to Wally's, I haven't been back there, but I'm getting ready. I only went once, and it was about a week after they opened. And looking around with stuff, I was there with a friend. We looked around, she needed some dog food, and they had no cat food. So I'm wondering if it came in or they just hadn't gotten it yet at that point. It was about a week after they opened.
Well, I don't think things are a regular thing there. So, like, they have what they get in, you know, like Overstock. So I don't think you can count on them always having something. Just like if you buy something there, you know, there's no guarantee when you go back to the next time they'll have more of it.
I understand that. Yeah, but I mean, gee, all that dog food and toys and dog beds, and they had a few items for cats, but I was looking to see what kind of food they had. And no, there wasn't any. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, they had just opened, so.
Yeah, maybe they hadn't gotten some in yet.
Yeah, so I'm going to probably go check that out.
I went a couple weeks ago on a Saturday afternoon. I'd come here for something, and then I went over there, and I said, oh, I'll just go walk around. And it was a lot quieter than it had been when it first opened, so, you know, there was, you know, there's still people around, but I could get through all the aisles, but I did not go down the pet section, so I don't, because I don't currently have any pets, so I didn't have any reason to.
Well, my last gripe is I'm on my way right now to go pay my Xfinity, internet service. I don't have cable. I'll never give them pirates a dime for cable. But I come to pay my bill. It gets me out of the house because you can do it, you know, online, whatever. I don't want to. But I've always had a gripe about them now, and they need to do something about it. they're charging you ahead of time for the service you haven't even used yet, and I don't like it. I go to the kiosk, however you pronounce that word, and I pay it through there. But when they, one day I came here, and I don't know what was going on with the machine, so there was a woman at one of the stand-up spots taking payments, and I was walking over to the machine. She goes, no, not there. You have to come over here today. And so I had it out with her. She was wanting to get me an extra month. I said, no, I'm going to pay you for the month I use, and that's all. She says, nope, you have to pay. I says, I'm not. I'm going to pay one bill, and that's what I did. Now I'm here again. I hope the machines are working. My money's going in. I pull out my receipt, and I go. They keep continuously mailing me the bill, and I just ignore it. Every time I come in, I make the same payment at the machine, and that's it. Why do they want to charge you way in advance? Why?
I think they don't want to deliver the service until it's already been paid for, I guess.
Well, I'm sorry, because then if I die the next day, they get to keep my money? How does that work? They should keep my money?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. Have a good day. Try to have a good day anyway. Once you get out of Xfinity.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 508-996-0500. I will say, though, as much as I'm complaining about Savers, and again, I don't blame the people that work there. It's the company that's the problem. But I did find a brand new leather jacket for $15. So that was nice. The jackets that I had last year were all 2XLs and they're way too big on me. I was trying to get ready for, you know, colder weather and start pulling out some of the clothes. And I'm like, well, these are all too big now. So I'm going to have a massive clothing sale, I guess, on Facebook Marketplace soon. I have got so many pairs of like khaki pants that are 42 waist, 40 waist, even now 38 waist. I put on 36 pants. I was like, well, this is my size now. I guess I got to get rid of everything that's 38 now. But I will say, you know, the thrill of finding that one good deal makes all the rest of it worth it sometimes. Caller, hang on. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back in. Let's go back to the phones. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, Spooky. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. Hey, who gets all the money from Savers anyway? Are they a charity or what are
no,
they?
No, they're a for-profit corporation.
Oh, my God. Well, I know when I go in there, you have to be very selective and, you know, you might find something once in a while. I do agree with you that the Fall River one is better, you know, as far as, you know, prices and setup and all that sort of
stuff. Not only that, the clothes are less stained, the clothes are less wrinkled.
Yep.
You know, like you could buy something off the shelf in Savers and wear it if you had to. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but to me, they should come up another name with Savers because you know if you're not careful, you know they rape you. Let's face it. There's no savings there as far as the prices goes. The other one too about the lady brought up about the cable company too. That boy. I'll tell you, you know, they talk about getting raped, too. Yeah, you have to pay for the service before you get it and all that sort of stuff. And just terrible. Just terrible. And again, a monopoly as well. You know, there's no other cable company you can get around here. So
yeah.
You have to go to other
but
types of...
that might be changing.
I would hope it would change.
I don't know if you heard the announcement last week that the city is looking to put in its own broadband network, which would allow for competitors to come in and offer internet at cheaper prices. And if they're coming in to offer internet, they're going to come in, you know, Verizon, Fios, and you know they'll come in and they'll offer cable.
Oh, that would be good. That'd be good. A little competition. I've heard anybody. I want to ask you another question too. When you do your announcements about your FM this and that. What is the call? What is that? WRX something or other? What's that for? I've often wondered.
Oh, for the station ID at the end?
Yes.
So we have what's called, a little bit of inside radio stuff. We have what's called an FM translator. So it's, you know, we have our AM signal, but then the FM translator is what puts us on 99.5 FM, and that's what that's for.
Yeah, but there's another one, WRX something or other.
That's the translator.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it has a separate, you know, that's all the stuff that legally has to be identified by the FCC.
Oh, that too, huh? I've never heard that on another station except yours. That's unusual.
Well, not everybody has the technology that we have, I guess.
Oh, I guess so. All right. All right, Spooky, thanks a lot. You know, have a good day.
You as well.
Thank you.
I got to take another break here really quickly, but I have to also just point out, now Savers does work with nonprofits. So they do make donations and they do, well, what they do is they buy the stuff that you donate to some of these other places. But they do work with nonprofits, but the company itself is making a profit. Obviously, if you've ever gone in there and bought anything. All right, I got to take this break. We will be right back. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, getting ready for work. But you were talking about Savers, and that is definitely a store that I always love myself because I always find good books there and clothes and whatever, kitchenware. And I would say if it isn't in that one room, I don't need it. They all laugh when I say that because I'm not a shopper. I don't like shopping per se. So it's daunting for me to have to go into a mall and check all these huge department stores and all kinds of stuff. In that one place, it's a lot easier to just, you know, navigate and get things I need or whatever I need. Obviously, you can't get everything there, but I like going there. I haven't been in a while because of finances and everything. But last year sometime, I heard them talking, a bunch of people that work there. They were in the back room over by where the pictures are and electronics and all in that area behind that wall. They had a pep rally, and they were cheering the people on, like, oh, we made X amount of money. I don't know if it was for the month or whatever it was, but we're going to do better next time, too. And we did great. We did over our numbers, and people are cheering, and they're whistling, and it was amazing. I didn't know that stuff went on, and especially, like, the patrons, myself. I don't know who else heard it, but I definitely heard it because they were making loud sounds. It was a pep rally. That's exactly what was cheering them on, that we're going to even do better, and we did amazing this time. And so this is what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a place where profit does matter. And the downside to it is that means they'll just throw anything out there on the shelf and hope that somebody comes in and, you know, doesn't notice that stain until they get home, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's true, because I've bought lovely blouses, and then I've come home and I've realized that a button's missing.
Yeah.
You know, but in a place you would never expect, like not down the front of it, but maybe there's a button that would, you know, like the shirts that women wore back in the day, they folded over and then you had a little strap that went around and you buttoned it, you know, right around your elbow, about that length, you know, and I never knew that, and there it was, just like that. Yeah. So you're right. You have to check everything.
Absolutely.
Again, it's the thrill of the hunt. Like,
I love about it, yeah.
Me too. I might not find a lot, but if it's that one thing, I'm real happy about that.
All right. I got to hold you there because we're coming up on the news, but you have a great day and have a good day at work.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.